Hi everyone, welcome to the last episode of season one of the Wild Adventures podcast. The next season will be starting sometime in October. I would give you a date, but life has taken over. So hopefully the start of October so we get lots of episodes in. But it's all dependent on just a few projects I've got going on at the minute. One is for this podcast, but keep an eye out for the IOD Business Scotland podcast, which is a new, IOD Scotland Business podcast, which is going to be a brand new podcast with the Institute of Directors, which I will be hosting, where we will speak with Scottish business owners. So that'll be nice and exciting. So for today's episode, we are talking to someone that I started networking with years ago, and we became fast friends. And this episode has a lot of talking from both sides. Everything from teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles to Disney characters to what we actually do for work. It's a grand big old hodgepodge with my lovely friend Jenny, who you will get an introduction to eventually. During the episode. Enjoy.
Hi.
Hi. You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I am good.
You're awake.
I am awake. Yes. It was a disturbed night last night. So yes, very awake this morning, and it's Father's Day, so which I completely forgot about, standard, as in I forgot when we scheduled that it was Father's Day today, so did I. My son is like, I bought a card and whatever, and you wanted to obviously sign it.
Yeah,
so we had to do that this morning, and then he was like, wanting daddy out of bed, and I've got to make pancakes this morning later.
Oh god.
And yeah. fun day ahead. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm doing really well, thanks. I'm sat in a dark corner of my living room, and
you
I see, keep forgetting.
It does look very dark.
It is. Yeah. No, I've got a light on, but for some reason it looks really, really dark on the camera.
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
It's spooky almost.
Perfect for a spooky Monday morning. I mean Sunday morning. Oh my god, it's not even Monday yet.
So depressing. You already think it's Monday. What's happened?
I don't know. I have no idea. Obviously, I'm not awake yet.
Did you get your big cup of tea?
I do. I've got a big cup of tea with my little witch's hat.
Holy moly, that is big.
It's not even my biggest. I like a big cup of tea. Big cups of tea are good. But I really like this one because it says inside it, have a bewitching day. Yeah, it's quite charming.
That is quite charming.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be kind of a Harry Potter link.
Like, no, it's hat. Just like a normal witch
normal hat
as opposed to, yeah. No. I'm just not cool enough for Harry Potter.
Clearly not. So yes, no, feel like I was the Harry Potter generation, but there's like so many friends on social are still post about it and trying to get what kids they're getting their kids into, and I'm like, I've not done any of that. I feel kind of, I cried when Dumbledore died. Spoiler. Sorry. But it's just like, I don't know. I think four is far too early to introduce a child to Harry Potter, probably.
Yeah.
But I've kind of drifted away from it.
Yeah. See, I think the time, like when Harry goes to school, is probably a good time to start them reading the books as well.
So I should do it right now.
I reckon like 8, 9, 10, 11 is a good time.
Oh, you mean because, like high school?
No, isn't that when Harry goes to Hogwarts? Is when he's like 11?
Yeah, so it's like the equivalent at high school here.
Yeah.
Like when they go, so you wouldn't give him it when he's going to primary school.
No.
No.
Because they turn dark so quickly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, the first couple of books, sure, maybe like 5, 6, I would be comfortable with that. Yeah. But then you've got to make them wait like 3 years until they can get the really gruesome stuff.
And, death. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So how soon do you want to introduce him to the concept of death?
To be honest, he's
never.
I feel like he's already introduced to degrees, you know, seen a few dead birds.
Yeah.
My mum was driving with him one day, she told me afterwards, and she was like, they'd been driving and there was no one behind them and there was a dead badger on the road, so she thought that was a perfect opportunity to stop and take my child out to see a dead badger on the side of the road.
Nice. Like,
yeah. So she said so yeah, and he talked about it for a long time afterwards.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah, then and on that particular stretch of road, we go on it a lot.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of dead badgers. It's
yeah.
in amongst a lot of fields, it's all good. But he used to always go, you need to really slow down, mummy, like broad daylight, not even like at night time. Broad daylight, mummy, you need to slow down because there's badgers here. And I'm like,
aww.
Yep.
He sounds like such a sweetheart.
Well, I think he's grown up a bit since then. So he's Power Rangers. I made the mistake of lockdown Power Rangers fun.
Yes.
I used to watch Power Rangers. Oh, I can't even remember what age I would have been, but I used to watch Power Rangers all the time. I was like, you know, he was watching just rubbish on the TV. And I said to him, why don't we watch Power Rangers? And I forgot that it's kind of, especially the modern ones, there's modern ones. I only thought there was like one series.
Yeah.
There's like, I don't know, like 20 series of these things. And modern ones are like really fancy and aggressive. And I was like, yeah. I just remember being a bit more slapstick. Like,
yeah.
Oh, the comedy, villains.
Yeah.
I mean, the villains are still stupid. They look nothing like villains. They're like, you know, like a crazy TV head or a big cheese head or, you know, stuff that's not going to give you big nightmares.
Yeah.
But he's still... Yeah, so he's like, it's my own fault. He's so into Power Rangers, it's ridiculous.
I loved Power Rangers, Gargoyles, and the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
Oh, we're there. Wait, I've not watched Love Gargoyles them. In all honesty, but
you can find it on. You can find the Gargoyles one on Disney Plus now.
Well, it's a sad story with Disney Plus.
Oh no!
So we took the trial.
Yeah.
And we paid for an extra month, and then secretly my husband cancelled it. I know. So since, and I can see his reasoning to a degree, because my son wasn't really into it, and it was more so me lying in our bed
watching
Moana. So that didn't really work. So that I see his reasoning for cancelling it to kind of regain his life to a degree.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure we'll be able to watch it on YouTube. Get it on YouTube. We'll
probably,
fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, he really likes Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I forgot how annoying, like, I wasn't into it as a kid. It was my brothers that were into TMNT, as they're now called. And they were really into them. And I remember them being quite cool. And I remember them having like a big bin in their room that was like covered in turtles and stuff like that. And then I watched it with them. We watched the film, the new film of it. And I was like, and then he downloaded a game on his tablet. He's got a tablet.
Mm.
And I was like, these guys are so annoying. Calabunga! We love pizza! And this is all, you know, like he's got a trampoline in the back garden. And literally he'll just go about and he'll like jump up on the trampoline and he'll go, Calabunga! I love pizza! What have I done? So I think I think I'll have to find, they've not got any of the turtles on, we're big Netflix fans.
Yeah, love Netflix.
We've not found it on Netflix, so
yeah.
I think I'm going to have to introduce him to, like, the beginnings of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles rather than the brand new version, because I don't remember it being that annoying.
Yeah. And he love going back to stuff when you're older and then going, what was I thinking?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't think he'd pick it up that quickly. I didn't think you could still buy Power Ranger stuff in the shops. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the thing is that he likes a lot of the older Power Ranger stuff in particular.
Good.
And he's like, mommy, I really want this kind of Zord or this outfit or whatever. This charger. I'm like, okay. The thing that they put in to go Power Ranger, maybe, and then they change, you know, when they transform. And I was like, okay, well, you know, they're going to be cheap because it was like, you know, 20 odd years ago at least. And you go online and they're like £200. No, it's like mistake. It's all on eBay and it's like hundreds of pounds for this crap. It's really, really bad. So. Yeah, not gonna happen. So he's getting we've bought him some like we managed to pick up like a secondhand costume from someone in our commute, like in our estate. So he's got like the Blue Rangers outfit.
Yeah.
And he's got a wolf Zord. I don't really remember this really being a thing when I watched Power Rangers, but you know the thing that they can, they're like you know, they go into the animal and work the animal. Remember that?
Nope, not even a little bit.
They, when they transform, they can call upon their spirit animal. That used to be a thing. And they used to like jump into it, but like, and then it becomes like a big transformer.
Yeah.
When they all join together to battle. And he's got like a little wolf and a little Dimitrodon dinosaur. Yeah. We managed to
I need to rewatch these. These are sounding cooler and cooler by the minute.
On you go. They're all on Netflix. We spent a long time watching them. And some of the storylines are quite deep. It's like, you know, two rangers are in love with the same florist. And I'm like, I don't remember picking up any of these vibes as a child.
That was for the adults that were forced to watch it.
probably. I've got a whole new appreciation for my appearance, definitely. Those have been my lockdown challenges, I think, so far, or some of them.
Wow.
Just trying to keep him away from Power Rangers, but I have been unsuccessful. I've brought it on myself.
So I wanted to find out more about how you got to where you are today, because I see you as being a very successful businesswoman.
Oh, thank you.
So maybe actually you could do like an introduction into yourself, because I've realized we've launched right in and I've not gone, no, this is Jen.
So what would you like me to highlight?
Let's hear a highlight reel of your life.
Oh my god, it'd take a while. Not so I am Jennifer Caddy. I am professionally a client engagement manager at Smart PA, based in Edinburgh. And personally, I live in West Lothian in Scotland. I am mother of a 4-year-old, happily married. And I suppose my life has taken many twists and turns, lots of tragedy in there. But yeah, I am a person that loves to travel, loves new, loves variety, has never really had a clear career path, I suppose. It's just very much been, I've gone where my gut's taken me, pretty much, in terms of what I've enjoyed, and that's how I've ended up where I am. I just love people. I love talking with people, which I'm assuming is part of the reason why you wanted to chat as well.
Yes.
So yeah, that's kind of, it's taken me on many twists and turns. I never thought I'd be in the role I'm in today, but I really enjoy it. And yeah, I never thought at the stage I am in my life that I'd, you know, have a child and that I'd be married. It was just never something I thought about as a kid, and it's where I've ended up. So it's lots of changes, lots of variety, but there's been lots of things that have happened there to make that happen. So
yeah,
it's been good.
Yay. So tell us more about your role with Smart PA and the stuff that you really enjoy there.
Smart PA, what I'm doing day to day is just finding out how we can help people in simple essence. So I, alongside my team, are liaising with clients day in, day out to just find out about what their struggles are and how we might be able to help them. So they might be in their businesses and struggling to kind of grow their businesses, or they might be finding their personal lives are coming into the business too much and kind of want to have more of a clear definition between the two. And what we're then doing is putting solutions in to support with that. So administrative solutions in terms of support from an assistant to help to solve those problems so they can focus. That's what we do day in, day out. What I love in particular is the variety. So because of lockdown, my working hours have changed somewhat. So I now work on Saturday as well. So when I was working yesterday, you know, you've got a PPE company, you've got a sauerkraut company that you're talking to, I remember thinking in one day, it was last year, but I just remember thinking, this is a really bizarre day. It was just, you know, there was a protein ball company, a client. Yeah. Wall company, an accountancy firm. Like, everyone ultimately has admin, but you don't quite appreciate the commonalities across all these businesses are quite similar. But it's just like, you know, I would have never, you know, speak to me 10 years ago as a uni student gone, you know, you can speak to sauerkraut company on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And learn, you know, and these people are so passionate about what they do. And you're able to help them. That's what I really enjoy, is that kind of, you know, spitballing of ideas, really getting to the nitty gritty of how we can help them and going from there. So that's why I really, really love my job.
I think that's what we really connected on as well, is the fact that we do love helping people.
Definitely.
And just listening to them talk all day long.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you can build such rapport with people. And you know, I came out yesterday with a recommendation for a sleep therapist for my son, and you know, someone saying that they're, you know, that they've got twins, or people saying that, you know, they care so much about their existing PA that they didn't want to stress them out by giving them additional work. So they were kind of looking at sharing the burden of themselves, and I was like, that is really lovely
that
they're thinking that way. So yeah, that's definitely, I agree, that's one of the main reasons we connected. We're both lovely, of course,
that, but, of course.
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons we connected, definitely.
So you mentioned that you've got a passion for travel as well. Are some of the most exciting travel stories that you've got to share?
Oh, there's so many.
Hey, is there one where you were scared for your life?
Well, I was scared for my life. No, that's not what I would define as being amazing, to be honest. Well, no, actually, I take that back. The only time, so I am a really confident traveler, I would say. Yeah. You can put me down anywhere and I will make it work. Definitely. Yeah. It's happened to me a few times that I have ended up on a, you know, in a remote, happened to me last year actually. I went to Germany to a friend's wedding and I really hadn't planned much. I'd booked a hotel. I can speak German, which is advantageous, but I'd, you know, booked my travel and not really thought much about the flight times or where I was going. And where the wedding was is a very remote part of southern Germany. It's maybe about an hour and a half from Munich. It's closer to Austria than Germany, really. And when I arrived, I got off the train. My flight was, I left after work on a Friday. So I got into Munich airport at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. It was still light because it was summer, but then I had a train journey to get onto. Then I arrived and I was like, but this, I'd worked out the map and I was like, okay, I need to get here. Got off the train and I was like, and it was literally like three houses and a train station. And I had to, and it was just all forest, that part, you know, sort of Germany's really green. And I was like, you know, pulled up the old phone, and I was like, okay, how is it realistic for me to walk to the place where this event is to be, in this beautiful chalet on the side of this lake and stuff? And I was like, no, this is not realistic for me to do. It was like 15 miles away.
Oh, dear Lord.
And it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, oh, my God. My phone ran out of battery.
Oh, no.
There was only a phone box. And, of course, I hadn't backed any euros. so I started, I got there. I eventually managed to, rightly or wrongly, flag down a car.
Yeah.
And then called me a taxi, which was very, very kind.
Yeah.
And then I went from there and got to the hotel. But yes, that was one story in itself, and everything else went well. And then when we were on our honeymoon, we went to Australia for 3.5 weeks. And my husband had planned it meticulously. I kind of leave that if we're going on holiday together now. When we weren't together, I would literally just turn up somewhere with very little of a plan and just explore, because
that's what I do.
Travel, yeah. Or I make sure there's someone I know there, so you know we can kind of hook up and get to they can help essentially. So I did a bit of that when I went to Estonia. I've been to Estonia, I've been to Latvia, I've been to Romania and Hungary, and generally have friends or done. I did a pen pal piece when I went to Romania and lived with a Romanian family, and I did the same a few times in Germany. And but yeah, when we went to Australia on our honeymoon, my husband had planned everything. He hadn't. I don't think he'd really checked out the weather for when we were going up to Queensland, and it was February. So it was, you know, what do you call it? Cyclone season in Queensland. And he was like, yeah, I really want to book us to go on a beautiful plane ride over the Barrier Reef, and we'll go out to the Whitsundays, and you know, it'll be amazing. And I was like, yeah, I'm so excited, so up for this.
Yeah.
Arrived, and it was like so humid, and they were expecting a storm, and I was like, right, okay. We were up there, I think, for maybe 5-6 days, so we did, you know, a bit of bits and pieces. But the people were like, yeah, you can go out to the Whitsundays, but you're not going to be able to do any snorkeling or anything because the water's too churned up.
Yeah,
like, okay, that's really disappointing. Fair enough. And then it was coming closer and closer, and you could see the winds picking up. And we planned the trip, as I said, quite meticulously. So we were supposed to go from the Whitsundays and then fly down to Melbourne.
Okay.
And then we were going on to Adelaide, and we were coming back to Sydney because I've got family in Sydney and we were staying with them. So it was, you know, quite tight. There wasn't any other, you know, flights or, you know, funds available as well to reschedule.
Yeah.
So we, the winds were picking up, and I was saying to Anjana, I said, you know, maybe we should watch the news and see what's happening with the storm. Like, and we turned it on, and they were like, category 5 storm going to hit on the day of our flight.
No.
And I was like, oh my God. And you know what? We got the last flight out of that airport, and
jeez,
I have never been so scared for my life. I am a really confident flyer.
Yeah.
But you know, when people go, oh, there's a bit of turbulence, I'm like, this is nothing, mate, until you were on that plane, because I was so scared that plane was coming down. Of course, I appreciate the aviation authorities would not have let that plane go. However, that was so, so scary, and I was so relieved when we left. So it is on our plan to go back to. But yeah, I love to travel. I've kind of got a bit of cabin fever because we've not been abroad for maybe a year. And I'm just like, and we booked in April, we were supposed to go to Portugal and Geneva. Well, we fly to Geneva and then go see my brother, who's in the south of France.
Yeah.
And I've never been to Portugal. And we had to cancel it. And we rescheduled it for June.
Yeah.
And obviously I had to cancel. So we split the holiday. I know the coronavirus is very serious, but we had to reschedule so we've split the holiday. We're not going to Portugal anymore. We're not going to Geneva anymore. We've banked some holidays or whatever with EasyJet, and we will book something for next year, but we've scheduled for October, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, knock on wood.
I know. To go to Iceland, and I am so excited for that. Because when we lived in Aberdeen, and it's never still managed to see the Northern Lights. I've lived in Aberdeen for 8-9 years. I never saw the Northern Lights. Like, Why did we not?
I didn't know you could see them in Aberdeen.
You can see, well, it's just North Aberdeen. You can't see them from the city centre, but it's not exactly difficult to get out of Aberdeen.
I could do that now. Like, why
totally do that now?
That's just like one road trip away and sleeping in the car.
Exactly. Obviously, wrong time of year to see the Northern Lights.
Just a little bit. I wait a few months.
And it, not to state the obvious, but Aberdeen's quite cold in the winter, so sleeping in a car might not be the best shout.
Might not be. Pack warm.
Very warm, if I were
not
you.
Sleeping be prepared in a tent, that's for sure.
Exactly. Be prepared for a rocking car from the wind. From the wind.
But from the wind. From the wind. Let's clarify. Definitely from the wind.
So,
I suppose you could just drive up and then drive back down again. It's only like 2.5 hours away. For me, at least.
No. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
You can definitely do it in that time. But, I mean, obviously you run the risk and the bit of the danger that you drive 2.5 hours and then you can't see them.
Yeah. Cloud. It is Scotland after all. Despite the really good weather we've been having.
I know, it's been lovely. So yeah, I'm hopeful that we'll see them in October. We're there for 4 or 5 days. Once again, I've left my husband to
do all the planning.
Booked a car, and he's booked. We're staying in different places each night, which I think will be really nice.
That's quite cool, yeah.
We are taking our son, rightly or wrongly. We did think about just leaving. but I think it'll be it's not like he's unlikely to remember it. He is very well behaved, in fairness to him. He's quite, he's when we flew to Malta, he's flown to India. He's a good flyer.
Yeah.
So
and you get good photos as well of them there, so you have proof that they have traveled.
yeah, exactly. I think the photos that we took in Malta are him just in the sea. It literally could have been anywhere, but it was that kind of holiday. It was something a bit more relaxed.
But I think it also helps him become less afraid of flying, because I've been flying since I was 6 weeks old. So I don't know the fear of flying.
Yeah.
Although, funnily enough, when you were talking about turbulence, every once in a while, like turbulence I'm fine with, but every once in a while I get the fear in me and I start praying to my grandmother who's dead. And I'm like, Granny, please just look after me. I really don't want to die. I've got so much more I need to do in my life.
And she's done her deed.
So far so good. Thanks, Greg. But it's weird how when you've traveled, like you said, confident flyer, no issues, but then every once in a while the fear of God is put in you for some reason. You can't figure it out, but just so much fear.
I don't blame you. Apart from that one time on the plane, that's the only time I've had it. I get it at other times as well. It's just, I don't know, you hear these stories from people, especially when we go to India, we obviously have a lot of Indian friends, because my husband's Indian, and family as well. And, they tell you these, they don't mean to tell you these horror stories, but they do tell you them. And then obviously you're in country and you could totally see it happening, but it's, a friend lost his friend because he put his head outside of a train to see where the next station was coming and got hit by a pole. And I'm like,
what?
And I could just totally imagine that happening on a train.
Yeah.
So if like I'm on a train in India, I was like, I completely get the fear, because you see, children and just anyone, and you see them looking out and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want that to happen to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Proper fear. So
would you say is one of the most dangerous trips you've been on? Because everyone always talks about the amazing ones and the really, really good ones. I want to know about the ones that didn't go so successfully.
Didn't go successfully. That's tricky. You know that?
Yeah. Because you're an optimistic person anyway, so you'll turn any situation into light, so
sometimes I think it maybe depends how much sleep I've had. I think There's not, I'll be honest, apart from the, you know, those travel stories, there's not been anything dangerous. I remember, I wouldn't go back to places.
Yeah.
But it's not from a dangerous perspective. It's just been from an enjoyment. You know, you feel a connection with a place and you just wouldn't go back. Mm. Have I done anything nigh on stupid that would class as dangerous?
Bungee jumping, skydiving.
Well, I was supposed to do paragliding last time I was in France, and then we had to cancel because there wasn't any enough air current. So.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
That's a good reason to cancel.
Exactly. I was, when we were in Dubai, we did, you know, the hot air balloon ride.
Yeah,
across the desert, and that was amazing. And it was sunrise, and the guy said he'd been doing it for the season, I think, which was like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah,
and he was like, this has been the best sunrise so far, and I was like,
wow.
You can see all the tiny little camels walking across the desert, and it was spectacular. One of the best things I've done.
That sounds superb.
It honestly was, because people had said to us, oh, you need to go out on the desert safari and see like the belly dancers and, you know, the snake charmers. And I was like, you know, I'm not. And you get like a buffet and a bag. And I was like, really fancy that.
Yeah.
So it, we stopped there on our way to Australia. That was kind of our pit stop, and we spent just a couple of days there. We saw the hot air balloon ride. Yes, it was expensive. Or for us, it was expensive. Yeah. We considered it to be expensive. Okay, we're going to the desert. Like, my husband's been to the desert before. Obviously, I had not been previously. So we got up in the morning. But he was like, yeah, put on your shorts and t-shirt, you know, I don't wear shorts, but put on a skirt and a t-shirt. And he put on his shorts and t-shirts. It was like a 3 a.m. pickup from the hotel. We got out to the desert about 4, half 4, something like that. And freezing cold.
You were freezing.
Maybe I was stupid, but it was freezing. So everyone was like in jackets and hoodies and stuff. And we were like, we didn't get this memo. Cold, like, had completely bypassed us.
Because you think desert, hot all the time, 24/7.
clearly, just stupid people. And then obviously the temperature picked up, and by the time we got out, we were glad we were wearing shorts and t-shirts. By the time we came down, it was like, 10:30, 11 o'clock. We went quite a distance and then came back. So. Yeah, that was good fun. I fainted once on the Spanish metro.
Why?
And I was completely alone. I was going to work. So I lived in Spain and Germany for 6 months as part of my university degree.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I went to uni and did my studies and stuff. But an opportunity in Spain arose to teach English through an agency. And I was like, you know what? Earn some extra money. Mm-hmm. Completely legitimate, and went and did that. And so, you know, I got interviewed by a couple of schools, and I ended up teaching 4 to 6 year olds English and 16 to 18 year olds. And I was 20 at the time, so there wasn't that much of an age group difference there, but it was really good fun. And I was on my way to work on the metro, on the Bilbao metro, and it's fantastic metro. Have you been to Bilbao?
No, I haven't, no. I've only been to Barcelona.
Let's be at Barcelona. I love Barcelona too. Did you get offered drugs in Barcelona? As everyone
no.
Does? Everyone, you didn't? Everyone
of
has a Barcelona
we did. No, I don't. We did a lot of walking and sightseeing. So we
so
were there
we.
With a group of friends. but I was very tame. I still am. I'm very tame. I don't have crazy stories like that.
No. But I mean, my friend and I were just walking through. I met a friend in Barcelona. She came in from Germany, and I came in. No, I came in from Germany, and she came in from the north. She came down from the north of Spain.
Yeah.
And we met in Barcelona because we thought, oh, cheap flights, woohoo!
Yeah.
And we were just working through a plaza, and guy just approached us and was like, you ladies like drugs? Do you want some drugs? Cocaine? I have. The guy's just opening up his, you know, like you get in Rome, If you've been to Rome or gone to Italy or some other countries as well, have it. Yeah, or Turkey, Rome, I think it's quite bad for it. I've not been to Turkey, but you know, you open up their jacket, they've got all the watches. It was like that, but with drugs. This is in the middle of one of the main squares in Barcelona. In the middle of the day. You know, we were wearing beautiful, we bought some beautiful dresses, like, you know, lovely dresses at the market. And I was like, no, we don't want drugs.
How did I miss out on this experience? No, I've never been offered drugs. That's I feel like I've missed out now.
What can I say? It's worth another visit, perhaps.
Maybe we just didn't look approachable, or we looked far too young to be taking drugs, even though we were 19.
Yeah, well, we were 20, yeah, we mean 21, but still,
yeah,
very youthful looking, 21 exactly. year old, sure. we're planning to go back. I've not told my husband yet, so but we said we'd go back for our 10-year anniversary, my friend and I. what year did we go? About 2 years, 2 years, 2022, we'll be back in Barcelona. Yeah. I'll let you know
how it goes. Update episode, Barcelona 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. So I genuinely love travel. I've just not. There's a few places still on my bucket list. Would really love to go to Japan.
Yeah, my brother's been. He said it was really, really cool. He really enjoyed it. Yeah, they cycled around.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Cycling is really big, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then I'd still like to see more of Europe. I've not been to kind of more common places, which sounds stupid, but I would like to do some of the Scandi. Obviously not that common from a travel perspective, but I'd like to do Portugal. I'd like to see more Italy. I've not been to Greece. I've done Switzerland, Austria, Germany, France, Spain. Yeah, I've done maybe Latvia, Romania, Hungary, Estonia. Done a little bit of Finland, but not that much. It was like a couple hours, half a day in Finland. It wasn't a lot. I've not got big plans to go to the US, although my US friends really, really want me to go.
Yeah.
South America would be good, but I don't think it's probably realistic. Just on based on where we are or as a family kind of thing. And then Australia. So
back to Australia.
Really want to go back.
Yeah.
Really loved it. Really, really loved it. What about you? What have you got on your bucket list?
Oh my God, the whole world. Everything.
No.
I've definitely got New Orleans. That's been like my mecca for the longest time. Really want to go to New Orleans. And then I had this memory when I was living in Australia. I remember being in a cowboy boot that you get kept. Okay, so I lived in WA, so there's loads of cowboys all over the place because it's farming country, right? And being a farmer's daughter, obviously I'm just a little bit obsessed. Perfectly reasonable, right? So I was in a shop and I was trying on cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. I'd found a pair and I was like about to buy them, and then I had this little voice in my head go, nope, not until you're in Texas. So I was like, okay, fine. Didn't buy them, and to this day I still have never bought them because I still have this voice in my head going, not until you're in Texas. And there's so many of my friends that, so we've got friends in Texas and a few friends now that I've made that want to go as well, so we're planning a trip next year. So I'm like, yes, finally. And funnily enough, that is going to be 10 years since I made the promise. Will be when I actually finally get my cowboy boots. I'm so excited. So we've got Texas, New Orleans. Other than that, the rest of the US, it would be cool to see, but it's not like a huge must.
Yeah.
I think I'd really like to see Botswana because I've not seen Botswana, even though I lived there, like lived Zambia, Zimbabwe and stuff. I never went to Botswana and I'd really like to experience that. Because it just seems like such a highlight place to go to.
Definitely.
And then I want to see more of Europe as well. So I've been seeing, because of work, I've been able to fly in and do like weekend breaks in different cities. So I was supposed to go to, where was it? Bratislava.
Nice.
But had to cancel it.
That's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, we had to cancel it because of COVID, which sucked. But I got to see Paris finally, which was really nice. But I lost my second weekend, so I was supposed to fly back to Paris, but I missed that because of COVID, and I ended up flying back from Ukraine earlier.
Right.
I'd like to see more of Ukraine as well, because I've only seen Lviv, and I'd like to see more of it. I really, really want to go to Chernobyl, just for the photography.
Right, okay.
Like,
it feels like a photographer's
paradise, I know. But it's just so deserted that I really like the dark tourist areas. So one of the reasons I wanted to go to Paris was the catacombs. So I'd had that planned for the second weekend.
Yeah.
So I have to go back there as well, just for the catacombs alone. But I like going to dark tourist spots.
Have you done the catacombs in Rome?
No, I didn't, because I went with Mum. And when I moved back from Australia, Mum and I promised to go on holiday together. So it was October time. And we went to Rome for 5 days or so together.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. I remember it being a lot smaller than it looks on the maps.
Yeah.
So we walked everywhere.
Mm.
Absolutely everywhere. The one day we actually got lost walking through a park, and then somehow ended up walking through someone's like farming field, and then ended up in this obscure place. But it had the oldest Roman road. So we ended up walking on that Roman road back in
to the
center. So we saw some amazing things there, but I do remember it being very, very dirty as well, just like dusty and constantly feeling like you want to have a shower. I think we took the metro or the train, whatever it's called, once, and that was to make sure that we got to the Sistine Chapel early enough that we could actually get in. And that was amazing. We went to the Vatican as well, when it's just your life and you forget about the trips that you've been on, and then you start recounting it and you're like, whoa, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Is that me?
I know. It's unreal sometimes. I mean, I went to Rome with 8 Spanish girls and me. All we did was speak Spanish the entire time, and we got around Rome quite successfully speaking Spanish.
Nice.
But yeah, I remember we went in December, so it was actually very pleasant temperature wise. It was still dusty, but it was very pleasant because it was like 22-23. It was lovely.
Oh, that's quite nice. Yeah.
It was like the first week in December because there's a Spanish holiday then. So we did that, and then we walked everywhere as well. We just we were on a very, very tight budget. We stayed in a hostel near the train station. We ate out twice.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the time we made like packed lunches and stuff from them. There's a supermarket in the big train station in central Rome. But yeah, I remember going to the Vatican and just coming away feeling so sad.
Aww, why?
They're so, not to get into a political or religious debate, but there was just so much wealth there.
Yeah.
And it just made me, it was spectacular.
Mm.
So beautiful. But just coming away and thinking, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, you do see beggars a lot in Rome. It's quite prevalent, the disparities between
100%
classes and income, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I want to go back. I'd love to go to Naples.
Yeah.
Love to go to Florence. I hear mixed reviews on Venice.
Venice has always been on my list as well, especially now after COVID when it's like nice and clear again. Did you see all those pictures?
The crocodile?
I know.
What?
Crocodile?
I'm kind of in two minds. Well. Like, we don't want, I don't like crocodiles. I'm not scared of them, but it's like, I don't think do I want to go back when it's clean and I see the crocodiles, or would I rather go back and it's murky and I'm kind of ostrich head in the sand, kind of?
They'll still be there. Like, now you know that they're there, they will be there.
No, there's been some crazy pictures, hasn't there?
Absolutely crazy pictures.
You see the goats that I know it's nothing compared
took
to
over the city.
They took over Clondidno in Wales. It's like I used to go to Clondidno all the time as a kid in northern Wales, and it's just like all these like goats, and I was like, I don't remember seeing any goats at all.
I'm loving the animals taking back over cities and like the kangaroos and the cities and
saw that one in Adelaide. Yeah, those pictures. and you were saying about New Orleans. Is that for Mardi Gras that you would want to go for, or just in general?
Mardi Gras would be okay. So this is where I'm in two minds, because Mardi Gras would be great because it's around my birthday, so you would want to celebrate anyway. However, I hate crowds. so it's okay. Like a catch 22. actually for me it's I want to go and see the graveyards because there's so much history behind them, and I really like the occult side and the history when it comes to voodoo and hoodoo and things like that. That really, really fascinates me.
Have you seen The Princess and the Frog?
Yes, of course. It's one of my favorites.
it's like voodoo, New Orleans, boom, perfect for you.
It is one of the most perfect Disney movies, and Moana. Love it. I'm obsessed by Moana as well.
I had just literally, when we had Disney Plus, just seen, that was my first time seeing Moana, and I love,
he's amazing.
A beautiful specimen, but I love Dwayne Johnson anyway.
I love Dwayne Johnson.
He can do no wrong in my view.
Nope, never.
I think he's just getting better.
He is aging very gracefully. In all sense of the words.
Absolutely. I saw him interviewed on Graham Norton. He just interviews so well, and he comes across as so charismatic. I mean, he needs to lessen the teeth whitener, in my view.
When your only criticism for someone is their teeth are too white.
There's nothing else wrong with a man. Yeah, exactly. That's a...
Have you seen his Instagram or social media when he's interacting with his daughter a lot and she doesn't believe that he's
yeah
I love it.
I am not on Instagram, and I keep my husband posts on Instagram and stuff like that, but I'm not on it. It's not a channel that I've ever, I don't know, I just think that I would post too much food stuff. I love cooking, and I just think that people would get so bored because all I would post would be food.
Unless you made it a food diary, like an actual food blog.
Yeah, it's true. Someone said to me I should maybe look at something like that, because I cook a lot of Indian food and I cook a lot of sweet stuff.
Yeah,
we're on a health kick, but it has not stopped me making sweet stuff for my son. Or yesterday I did my husband's kind of taken to a new extreme, but he wanted me to make him some oat, and it was like oat and there's whey protein and applesauce and cinnamon and these like balls. So then I made, just thought, right, okay, my son sees these, what he's going to essentially think are chocolate balls, and he's going to go absolutely mental if his dad's got some and he can't obviously have them. So then I just messed about with the recipe and made him some as well. So I'm doing that last night. And I just love cooking. But no, Instagram's not one I'm on, but I am on Facebook with him. I love him, and Hugh Jackman are probably my two favourites to follow.
They are amazing. It's because they're so nice as well.
Why can't everyone be that nice?
Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth are two of my top ones, along with those two. Because they as well, that they're just like decent human beings. Like, they just seem like proper gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, they're not full of themselves. They take the piss out of themselves. I really love that as a quality in any person.
Definitely.
Especially when it's a good looking guy.
I'll have to check them out as well. I'm always keen to follow someone new, and I don't generally interact or like stuff, or I'll have a little giggle or whatever. I'm not generally a kind of, oh my god, I love you kind of poster. I'm not that. You probably get that vibe that I'm not like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm keen to keen to broaden my horizons. Will Smith is really good.
Love Will Smith. Yeah, he's a very, very good one as well. Did you watch the newest Bad Boys?
No.
Have you watched any of the Bad Boys?
First one, many years ago.
Well, there's your homework. More Bad Boys. That sounded so wrong.
Can my husband hear me?
The perfect thing to say to you on Father's Day.
You need more Bad Boys in your life. I did watch the new Aladdin, which is obviously completely opposite scale, but I really enjoyed it.
I really love that. I do love Disney. Okay, so if you were a Disney character, usually I say princess, but character, who do you think you would be?
Oh, that's so difficult. You know that.
You don't have to choose just one, because I surely can't.
Oh, that's so, so difficult. So difficult. that's so, honestly, so, so difficult.
Do you want me to go first, so you've got time to think?
Say that again?
Do you want me to go first, so you've time
You go first, give me time to think, yeah.
Okay, I would definitely be Belle, because of my love of reading, and, you know, her guy isn't too bad. Well, the beast version of him. Hot. I like a, like, manly, hairy guy. It's good.
Clearly.
Yeah. And then Moana, because of her love of the water.
Hmm.
That's there's just, yeah, love, yeah, Moana. Mm. I wish I was a Polynesian princess. Unfortunately, I'm white.
Slight issue.
So I think those two would be the ones.
I really like Tiana. I think she's really real.
Yeah.
Like, compared to all the other princesses, she's just really real. She works really, she's got good work ethic.
Yep.
Sounds really boring as hell, but she's got good work ethic. She likes to cook.
Yep. She doesn't take shit from anyone.
Exactly. Lots of things to aspire to there. I'm probably a bit of Dory in me as well.
Love it.
A bit all keep over learning. The shop sometimes, as you've probably guessed from today, that I'll have one train of thought and then I'll be here. I'm not a person who thinks about star signs, and I'm just not that way. I don't do much importance on the zodiac signs, but I'm a Gemini, and that's I'm quite Dory like.
Well, put it this way, a conversation with you is never boring. I have never had a boring conversation with you, ever.
That is true. There's always, always something to go off piste about, I think.
Exactly.
Hey, it keeps life interesting. Is there anyone else? I really like, I can't remember the guy's name, which is really bad. Do you know Up?
Yes.
The old man?
Yes. I can't remember his name either.
Love him. Just, you know, to have those days where you're just like, no. And just be like, you know.
Deadpan face, just no.
You'd be a big softy at heart, but you're just like, you know, I'm going to put balloons on my house and let's go. And judge me if you will. You're not breaking down my house. I'm just going to stick some balloons up the chimney.
So now we know how you're going to age in life.
Bought the glasses.
Now you just need the balloons.
Started. My husband was saying he was going to get a helium canister.
Was he?
I do have a fireplace, but sadly no chimney. It's just a gas fire. Something to work up to, perhaps.
Yeah, putting in a proper fireplace.
Proper fireplace. I'm in a new build house. It's unlikely.
Probably.
Yes. I have grand plans that we will extend our house, and then maybe I said to him, could we get a log burner? And he's like, no.
Aww. Please.
Like, can we get a cinema? He was like, can we get a cinema room? And I was like, no. Well, there's your answer. Marriage is all about call and compromise. Yes. Sometimes. Yeah. That's a really good question, though. I wish you'd given me that to prepare. That's gonna get me for the rest of the day. Do you know that?
I love asking weird but wonderful questions that change people's perspectives. So I'm glad that Disney Princesses was yours. Disney characters.
Yeah, I'm now thinking should have gone more obscure, gone like Brave. Oh, she annoys me.
Well, there you go. You got too brave then. Why does Brave annoy you?
There's just lots of... does it annoy me? It does a little bit. Just because there's obviously lots of Scottish stereotypes. Obviously, it's a huge global stage for Scotland, which is fantastic. And I should really be very positive about that. And I am. But there's just lots of stereotypes there and there that I'm just like... If we're supposed to be evolving as a nation, that so that we're not just associated with
Braveheart.
Basically. At least they got a Scottish woman to voice it.
That is true. And Billy Connolly was one of the voices as well, wasn't he? He played the dad.
Did he?
Wasn't that Billy Connolly?
Nah, I don't think so. I think they asked him, did they?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, I am Googling this as
literally we have the DVD.
Because it sounded so much like him, I was so sure.
There you go, look.
Nice.
Let's have a look. I know, but anyway.
Oh no, it's Kevin McKidd. Never mind.
No. I think it is.
Billy Connolly, King Fergus.
Oh.
Billy Connolly.
Wow. I watched How to Train Your Dragon. You seen that?
That's a good one. I like that one, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realise there was three parts, and I put off for so long watching it because I thought, boring.
Yeah.
And I really, really enjoyed it. And it's got Gerard Butler. Hello. Mm. Voices the father.
So many good Scottish actors out there.
There are so many good Scottish actors. Agreed. I don't like how Gerard tries to put on an American accent, and he doesn't even live in Scotland anymore.
The shock.
Shock horror. Who would trade in beautiful Paisley for LA? I mean, come on. But yeah.
So rude.
So rude. I mean, Paisley with its grey buildings and its wonderful weather.
And LA with the sunshine. God, the sunshine.
Trees and
sounds terrible.
It does, doesn't it? God. Priorities, Gerard. Anyway, so yes, they there's loads that I love. I just love Disney. I don't think there's a Disney. Is there a Disney movie that I don't like? I don't like some of the kind of Disney Pixar, but you know, I don't like Bolt or some of the, you know, Wreck-It Ralph, or I don't really like any
those, but I'm okay with them, but it's not the ones that I go back to over and over and over again to watch.
Snow White is by far my favorite. But she's not someone I aspire to be because there's just lots of issues there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of issues. So,
this has been so much fun. Thank you.
It has been. Thank you so much.
I love the direction our conversations took.
They've certainly taken an interesting direction. Yes, definitely. You made me feel like I want to travel again, which is so depressing.
I'm sorry. From one traveler to another, I apologize.
I know. I need to say, fingers crossed we get to go in October.
Yeah.
Without having to quarantine.
Hope so.
And fingers crossed we, I don't know, maybe I should go make some, you know, tapas or make something that'll satisfy the craving.
Exactly. That's what food is for now. It is a way for us to travel without needing to pay for the airfare.
Exactly. I think that's
what food is amazing for.
I completely agree with that because I'm really genuinely considering doing it. There's a friend that's every night, granted they have no children.
Yeah.
But they're a couple that decided that every second night, not every night, they go to a different country. What they do is they put on music from that country, they have food from that country, they try and learn some words, language from that country, They try and do some virtual tours.
Yeah.
You know, like in museums or whatever. Nice. Within the country. And yeah, they've like sent me some of their photos and I'm like, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I love
it. My mum and I used to do that every Friday. So every Friday was a new country and we would make food together from that country.
Did you enjoy it?
Loved it, yeah. But like you, we travelled a lot. So whenever we had friends come over to the house, they would always go, oh, we love being in your kitchen. I went, why? It smells so different from everyone else's kitchen. I was like, we had spices from Sri Lanka, Africa, making food from all over the world. Like, yeah, no, I loved it because it was a way for us to either reconnect with a part of us that we no longer had. Like if we really nostalgic, would make something from Zambia. Yeah. Or if it was like really adventurous, we would make sushi. Once we made sushi, we've done the usual like Italian and French. But this was like a time in my teenage years where mum and I did that. And that was like our bonding activity and something that we love doing because we both love cooking as well. So it was let's experiment. And then mum did a 8-week cooking course with Thai food. So she still makes quite a lot of Thai food. Her spring rolls are divine. Absolutely love her spring rolls.
I hadn't had Thai food until we went to Australia. Mm. I just had never been a cuisine that there's not a lot of. I think you would agree in Scotland in particular. So there's not a lot of Thai.
Yeah, no, there's almost nothing. Yeah,
or good Thai food.
Scotland or American here, and I say Scotland because even the Indian food isn't that Indian, and the Chinese food is not that Chinese. It's like. No. The Scottish version of Chinese and Indian food.
Yeah, it's mainly Bangladeshi Indian food that we have in Scotland, or influences from Bangladesh rather than India. So we had Thai food in Australia, and since then I went to have you been to Dusit? Not to endorse anywhere in particular.
No, I haven't. Don't think so.
It's in on Thistle Street in Edinburgh, and it was lovely. Really, really nice. They do like a sample menu that you get to try everything, and it's honestly amazing. I've taken a few friends. We should go. Let's go together. And a couple of them have been to Thailand, and they were like, "This is really very authentic."
Excellent. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
That will be our date. Yeah. That will be our quarantine, out of quarantine date.
It just feels so ridiculous that we can't just go, no.
I know.
Let's set that date. I love any type of food. But that's a good show, what you're saying about doing it with. I might try and see if it'll help my son brush up on his countries, I suppose.
Exactly. Because then you'll be able to associate a specific food to a specific country. And then adding what you said of listening to music and stuff from that country is pretty good.
Yeah.
And for him, maybe you could try and find cartoons from that country that are big in that country.
It's a good show. I will have
so much planning.
So much to do. It'll give me, you know... 2 hours during the day.
Yeah, I should take 2 hours of your day.
Not that I don't have things to do at all, right? Anyway,
I hope you enjoy Father's Day and you
Likewise.
Guys have lots of fun. Thank you so much for doing this. It's been so much fun to see you again. It's been way too long.
I know. Tell me about it. Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. And let's set that date. Enjoy Father's Day. Likewise. Pity me that you're not having to make any pancakes. And I shall speak to you soon.
Yes. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That was the last episode, guys. I hope you've enjoyed season one. Season two, as mentioned earlier, will be coming out in October. In the meantime, in September, so in just a few weeks' time, you will see the launch of the Institute of Directors podcast that I'll be hosting called the IOD Scotland Business. So have a quick look for that at the start of September and you can hear all about other people's businesses specific to Scotland. As usual, if you've enjoyed this episode, then leave a comment, rate it wherever you're listening to podcasts, share it with a friend, and maybe, I don't know, go back and start listening to the whole season again. But I wish you all a fantastic rest of August, all of September, and I will see you again in October. Bye, guys.